When I came into meeting, there were two songs in my heart. And then when I opened the songbook, they were right next to each other. So that's a confirmation, I think, right? Anyway, let's turn to number 57 in our hard-covered songbooks. I love to sing this song at Pilgrim Camp. The power of God that made the mountains rise. Praise God.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey.
Number 57.
I sing the goodness of the Lord that may fill the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed wherever I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in my care, and everywhere that man can be, how God art present there.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said, if we don't praise him, the very rocks will cry out and praise him. He said that when he was coming into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. I thought next Palm Sunday I'm going to put a rock in every pew, and I'm going to have you remove the rock and take the place of the rock and praise the Lord and just remind people that that's what we're here to do, to praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Let's do that this morning and in these coming days. Let's give much attention to praising God. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all of our praise. You know, sometimes I'm in a meeting and the praise sort of dies out. And I think, so soon? Why are we not praising? Let's praise again. Let's really give him the glory that he's worthy of. And sometimes you got to persist until the glory breaks through. And then there's an anointing that comes upon the meeting, and then the praises just begin to flow. Brother Hans Waldfogel used to liken it to the pumping at a well. You know, it's a little work to start pumping to try to get the water flowing. But then once that water starts flowing, then everything comes easy. And praising is like that sometimes. You praise and And you got to praise again. You got to get your mind back on the Lord. Sing a song. Worship Jesus. Thank him. And as you do that, looking for him to come to you, then you'll find that anointing comes upon the meeting. And that makes all the difference. And so I want to encourage you, encourage myself. Let's really give ourselves to praise in these days and create an atmosphere where the Lord can come and be enthroned. Praise God. Let's also sing number 58. This is My Father's World. Today we'll be talking about our Father in Heaven. This is My Father's World.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrongs seem oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied, earth and heaven be one.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are over all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are fulfilling your purpose and glorifying your name among us. We praise your name. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Praise God. Let's sing that also. All hail the power. That's number 21. It seems to be two melodies that we can choose from. 21. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I think that's the one we want. That first verse again.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prosper. seed of Israel's race, he ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and
thank you.
looks like the Lord gave us is giving us another beautiful day. And that's great for the children, especially, that they can get out. So nice to see them at the beach yesterday having such a wonderful time. And some of you as well. And I trust that the Lord will bless us with good weather in these days. We have to have faith for that. Somebody noticed that Brother John Schreck added that to the end of his prayer. And give us sunny days. And the Lord answered. Praise God, it worked. Yeah. I've heard that Sister Valerie is doing better today. She had we prayed for her in the altar service last night because she had pain in her ankles, and she's on her feet quite a bit cooking down there. And her mother told me that she said, "I feel good from here up, but down there, my feet, I don't feel too well." And so she said she was better this morning. Let's continue to pray for her and that God will really give her a real touch and establish that for her. Praise God. And then we want to pray for the children. And every day, this is part of our ministry at camp. This is part of your ministry. Every one of us have a ministry. You may come up as a guest, but that does not exempt you from ministry. You're here to pray and to be in faith and to believe God to glorify himself in these lives. And of course, many of you have an invested interest because you have your own children down there in the cottage and in the village. What a wonderful place for children to be over the summer. What God does for us, what he sets into our lives. Praise God. Over the years, you've heard so many testimonies of people that have referred back to their time at Pilgrim Camp as a child or as a staff member. How God met me there, how God called me to his work, how God gave me a sight of Jesus and desires that he set into my life that have been with me all these years. And so we don't want to minimize what God can do, but we want to believe him for great things. Praise God. So, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you, Jesus, for your goodness to us thus far, your faithfulness and mercy. Lord, we thank you for all of the children that are on the grounds and the young people, children down here in Watch Rock as well. We include them in our prayer, Lord, that you'll bless them, that you'll lay your hand upon them today, and that you'll cause your work to go forward in all of their lives. You know how to meet them where they are and how to set into their lives lights and desires and interests that will help them to seek God throughout their life and to find his will and fill their place in his kingdom. And so we claim that for our children. Bless the young ladies down in the village. Bless the counselors, Lord. Anoint them. Strengthen them, Jesus. We know that it's a very demanding job to be with these children 24 hours a day for 2 weeks. But Lord, we pray that you'll quicken them and refresh them. Meet them in their meetings and their times of prayer and so on. And Lord, we pray a fresh anointing upon the counselors down in the village, those down in the cottage, that Lord, that today that they will be all that you want them to be to these children, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for our staff members here in Watch Rock. We know some of them have been working here for a while now already. And we just pray that you'll bless them for their service, Jesus. Lord, we couldn't have camp without these volunteers, without these people that give themselves to serve you, Lord. Many of them give up their vacation time to come and labor for the Master. And Lord, we appreciate it. And we pray, Lord, we surround them with our love and faith and pray today you will bless them in a very special way and meet them, Lord, and strengthen them and give them the wisdom and all the grace that they need, Lord, to do the will of God at this time. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for these here in Watch Rock, that we can come together daily and just call upon God, wait upon God. Lord, we sense that you're among us, we sense that you're working. We believe that your word is getting down into our hearts as a living seed. And Lord, that word will take root and grow and bring forth fruit, Lord. We're looking forward to that. And so, Jesus, we pray, open our hearts this morning, Lord, and enable us to receive all that you have for us. We also pray, Lord, you'll cover the camp with your precious blood. Keep us free from serious accidents. Lord, whether it be by weather or by just mishaps that could occur. Lord, down at the beach especially, we pray that you'll watch over the children and your people, Lord. Keep sickness out of our midst, Lord, we pray. Jesus, we pray that you'll drive any trace of that away, Lord, and just build a wall of protection around the camp along these lines. Flood this place with light and flood this place with your life. And show forth your glory, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.